This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. And we have begun. I'm David Francoeur, your excited to be here host.
And I have some, well, speaker.
Yeah, right. You can't sing either, right, Ed? Yeah, no. Anyway, and my voice, if you listen, my voice is going, so I may or may not be contributing too much today. Don't start applauding now. I'm going to introduce my co-host, and then Ann is going to introduce our guest today.
Good.
But on my immediate right, not that it matters because you're not being able to see anything, is my dear brother, Ed Skiba. Good morning.
Good morning. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
It is truly.
Unfortunately, the only overcast we have, and I know you're probably going to mention it later on, but I'd like to bring it up now, is the loss of Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a difficult thing. And as I shared with my congregation yesterday, it's proof that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities,
yes,
and powers.
Always.
There's forces of darkness that want to put down what that wonderful man was bringing forward and supporting.
And what I've seen in the general witness from the believing community as a result of that is that now God is multiplying Charlie Kirk's.
Absolutely.
Totally reverse of what the devil wanted.
Absolutely.
And I will say, now that you mentioned that, a little promo for tomorrow's program, A Biblical Response, is we're going to be taking a look at Charlie Kirk, his life and his ministry, and what's happening now. So in fact, we're going to refine that later on today when the team gets together on our WhatsApp video call.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we only have an hour and there's so much to say. But keep tuning in tomorrow at 11 a.m. for that program.
Okay.
And then, to my left, exceedingly opposite from Ed in almost every respect, not just...
But she's a right-leaning person on your left.
Well, she is, definitely. We're all leaning in the same direction.
Good morning.
Ann Limhoek.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ed. It's wonderful to have you.
It's a wonderful day. We're blessed. You know what I mean? And
we are.
Every day is a blessing. When we wake up, when we have health, we can breathe.
Yep.
And I'm blessed. So it's always an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
The blessing is to wake up and then after I get out of bed, make sure I don't stub my toe.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, that's the way it goes. Anyway, Ann knows very well our guest and his wife. So she's going to introduce them.
Yes.
And kind of introduce the story that they're bringing to us today. So, Ann, take it.
You know what? I'm so excited because we have a beautiful couple in our studio today. And I go to church with this beautiful couple. And their names are Steve and Peggy Suglia, longtime attenders of Revived Church.
Yes.
And been there a lot longer than I've only been there 3 years. I think you're 8 years, according to what I read in your book. You are a husband to dear Peggy. And a father to Julia.
Right.
And you also, for your career, I should say, you are a Christian DJ.
Correct.
Yeah, which is really, I've heard your music at the Revive Gala. Wonderful DJ. And the reason why we have you on here today is because you are a walking miracle. And we need to tell the world what the Lord did in your life, Steve.
Sure.
So beautiful. This couple is just... Whenever I see them at church, I just give them big hugs because they just exude the love of the Lord. And Amen. Steve has such a love for the Lord. You could just, whenever you hug him, whenever you talk to him, very, very, very soft heart for the Lord. And I just want our listeners to get to know you. And I want you to just be led by the Spirit with your story. But we always start with, what's your God story? How long have you been following the Lord? How did the Lord grab a hold of your heart?
I've been following the Lord. My journey began in 1978-79 when I was introduced. I had just moved from the Bronx, New York, to Long Island, Massapequa, to be exact.
Okay.
And that's where I met my best friend, who was a Catholic priest then, Father Tom.
Mm-hmm.
You may know him as part of the God Squad years ago. He used to work with Rabbi Mark Gelman. He introduced me to the Lord.
Okay.
Because I was lost. I left all my friends behind and everything. And so he said, why don't you come to St. James Church, introduce you. And that's how I got saved. I mean, they all welcomed me with open arms. And that started my real journey. Not that my parents didn't raise me the right way, but that started my real journey with Christ.
Amen.
And I'm still walking it today and trying to preach that Jesus is real to people.
Amen.
Yeah. Steve, you have such an authentic love for the Lord. I just love
Thank
it.
You.
I love you and your dear wife, Peggy. And I'm just so grateful you're in the studio. So tell us, September 11th, 2024 was a day that changed your life forever.
It changed.
So, yeah, and it led you to write a book that we'll talk about later, but just talk about that.
It started normal, like a normal day. We would wake up and give each other hugs and kisses and share coffee and take our dog out. And get into scripture a little bit.
Yeah.
I took my dog out at normal time, about 8 a.m., and came back. Peggy had a chiropractor appointment she had to go to. Julia was working, my daughter. And all of a sudden, 10 a.m., I had just taken the groceries in. I was going to tend to my daughter's guinea pig, and all of a sudden, I got dizzy.
Mm.
And I was wobbling and everything, and I had to find the couch because I wasn't able to walk. So I took a few minutes, and then when I got to the couch, I just plopped, as you would after a long day. And I wanted to reach my phone to call Peggy, but it was on the other side of the room, and I wasn't able to move anymore. My right arm went limp. My left leg went numb. And then Peggy came home calling me. She came in and yelled, Steve, everything all right? And I said, no, this is what happened. And one thing led to another. She called 911. Ambulance came. At that same time, my daughter came home from work, looked around, wanted to know what was going on with Dad. And I could see tears in her eyes, you know, when they wheeled me away.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't able to talk either. In the ambulance, they were asking me all kinds of questions. You know, what's your name? What's your wife's name? What's your favorite baseball team? Who's the president and all? And they all laughed when I couldn't reply. They kind of said, well, he's not a Joe Biden fan, so not that I have anything against him, but they were just laughing about it.
That's nice to be a little lighthearted.
And I couldn't laugh, and I couldn't laugh either. I couldn't speak. So I overheard them say in the ambulance that he had a stroke. So they took me to Martin South. The first thing they did, because my blood pressure was low, they filled me up with fluid, gave me lots of water. They thought I was dehydrated. You know, and then I came to, and that's, let's see. I don't want to get into a too long story and take
no,
over,
no,
and take
the
over
mic
the
is
show.
Yours. No.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
You know, and then Peggy and Julia came in, and I was fine. I was all set to get dressed again and go home, and the ER doctor said, no, you're staying for observation. So at that time, my daughter brought me my phone. I texted our pastor, Pastor Todd. I told him what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
He said, just rest. Dehydration sounds right. You know, your mother-in-law had it, so okay, keep them posted. And other people from Revive were texting me. Revive Church is my church. And then because they thought I had a stroke at the hospital, they were going to send me to Tradition.
Cleveland Clinic Tradition.
So they wheeled me down to the ambulance. The ambulance backed out. All of a sudden, I heard on the radio, he's got to come to Martin North, because of the severity of what he had. And they explained it, and I'm listening to all this, that I had a dissected right aorta. And I'm listening to all this, and I'm saying, how could this be happening? You know, I just had a clean bill of health back in April of last year and all this. So got to the hospital, Martin North, and the surgeon introduced himself. about 6'1", 6'2", nice, you know, and he stood there saying, he was blunt. He said, you have a dissected right aorta. If you don't have surgery now, 20% chance you will die by the end of the week. And that's all. My wife and my daughter had to hear. My daughter came to me, hugged me, cried.
Yeah.
Peggy was crying in the background.
Of course.
And so I told the surgeon, wait a minute. Before anything, I got to make some calls. And he just folded his arms and looked at me saying.
He's impatient. He wants her to get in the room.
You know, you don't know the severity of this. You're going to die. So needless to say, I guess it was the Lord's work. I wasn't able to reach anybody by phone. But Peggy was able to reach my oldest brother, Fred. So Fred takes the phone from her and says, in not so many words, I can't say here, but what is wrong with you? If I could get through my cancer surgery and survive, you could get through this. Just do it. And I said, okay.
So you were doubting whether you should have surgery, may I ask?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't know.
I wanted time to think about it.
Yeah, of course.
Most people, when they know what's going to happen, they usually get a second and third opinion. Right?
Yes.
And I thought that's what's going to happen.
It's a terrifying thing. Yeah.
So the surgeon, not so many ways, was trying to tell me, get it done or you won't be here. So after I told him, okay, listen to my brother. Let's get it done. He says, okay, Mr. Suglia, we'll get it done. I'll scrub in with you. But remember, God's got this.
Wow.
And that's the first time in my life I ever heard a medical personnel mention God.
That's amazing.
And he wasn't the only one. Nurses, everybody was saying.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's...
I mean, I'm just astonished because the Lord had you have a surgeon that was a Christian.
Right.
And he knew, you don't know him at all, and he's probably, like, you're nervous, right? That's normal. And he speaks life into you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's from God.
Yes.
Amen.
And as I read your book, I see a whole string of God moments through the whole book that the Lord put all these people in your path.
Right.
And we will talk about that, but wow. Sure. How did you feel going into the surgeries, you know?
Going into, as I was being prepped, was being wheeled out, I saw Peggy and Julie about to leave. They had tears.
Yeah.
Not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But as I was being wheeled, the gurney stopped. The nurse saw that I was trembling. I mean, literally jumping up and down because I never had surgery. The only extent of surgery for me was a tooth extraction or two. That was about it.
You had a clean bill of health your whole life.
So the operating room nurse said, okay, she put her hand on her heart, on my heart, one on my head, and said, relax, Jesus has this. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that's the second medical staff
Isn't that
to say
amazing?
Something like that.
No, that's what's happened to me when I was there, too.
Yeah. Wow,
they're
similar
like
story.
That whole staff is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, then I felt the peaceful feeling come over for me, and that's when I knew Jesus was with me.
Yep.
He was just there. From that moment on, it was just amazing how... But this nurse had a bright glow on her face, brighter than even the Christmas lights that I decorate with.
It exceeded those lights.
Yes, exceeded.
Wow.
I know my pastors have that glow too, but this glow was so... lit up the room.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I never got her name. So I believe that was an angel.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, she's from heaven.
Yes. She's heaven sent.
Yes. Wow. Let's go to Peggy really quickly.
Sure.
How did you, when you first walked into the home and then saw Steve, I mean, what was going through your head? Just take us to your thoughts that day. Listening to the diagnosis, you know.
Well, when I came home and I didn't, you know, see, he had gotten groceries and they were on the counter, and he didn't get to put them away.
There's the wife talking.
If there was any incentive to recover quickly,
why
are the groceries on the counter, Steve?
So I said, Steve, where are you? He says, I'm in the living room. I said, what's wrong? He said, you know, that he wasn't feeling well. So that's when I I went over to him and, you know, I sat down with him and he said he started feeling sick. So I ran and got something for him. So, you know, and then he kind of passed out a little bit, you know, for a second. And then I said, oh, let me take his blood pressure. And it was low. But his heart rate was high. Was over 100, was like 109, something like
wow.
that. And I said, okay, I'm calling the ambulance. So I did, and they came within, you know, 5 minutes, even less. It seemed longer, but...
It always does.
Yeah, so, you know, they came, and they were trying to talk to him and everything. And so I was saying, oh, you know, I thought he was having a stroke, too. And, you know, that's what they said. And they were going to do a CAT scan when they got him there. So I guess they must have did that because they ruled that out. Yeah. I said, okay, you know, and I went, when we got there, the ER tech was, you know, and he was talking like, you know, like nothing happened. And I'm going, okay, maybe he'll be, you know, and they said that he's going to stay overnight for observation. I said, all right, you know, we'll get him home. You know, so I had no idea that he was going to be stuck there. And then doctors, they wanted to do an echocardiogram and, you know, stuff like that. And so then they must have found something because they did it a couple of times. They were doing it several times. And, you know, he was hungry.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah,
that
good
hungry.
Yeah, yeah,
it was.
So that's a good sign. I said something to the, you know, check, hey, can you get him a sandwich? He wound up with a turkey sandwich, but he was so hungry he ate it.
Did it remind
part
you,
of it anyway.
Steve, did it remind you of all the food you didn't get to put
in? Yeah. Then he wound up being in the coma for 5 days, so he didn't get to eat for 5 days.
Oh my.
Well, we haven't gotten to that part of the story.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's okay.
She's jumping ahead, but that's okay. So, yeah, getting to that part about the coma, but prior to that, prior to the doctor saying he was going to scrub in with me and all, I remember my daughter running over to me when she heard that I had a 20% chance,
of course,
that I would live, right?
Yeah.
She cried over me, Daddy, Daddy, please don't die. I love you. That kind of hit home.
Of course, of course.
And here was my daughter, 3.5 years gone from following the Lord. For some reason, she left.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of pulled her back in.
Wow.
Wow.
yeah, it's kind of... Jeremiah 17:14,
mm-hmm.
Where he's seeking healing, and that's what I was trying to seek then. How could this be happening? I got to be healed. I'm the strong one in the household.
Yeah.
I need to, you know, I'm the leader.
Yeah.
So now it's time for my daughter and Peggy to step up a little bit and be the strong woman that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's, of course, we're just at the beginning of your whole journey.
Right.
I'll tell you what, let's do, because once you get started, I don't want to break in with
That's
a break.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and take that break now.
Okay.
Now, before we do that, though, listener, a couple of things we want you to know. One is we have Steve wrote a book. We're going to be talking about the book, Stevie's Heart, which is about his testimony about this whole illness and how God moved in it and restored him. I don't want to take away any of your thunder, but
it's okay.
You know, it's in the book. And you may be inspired to say, I would like to get a copy of that book. We're going to tell you how you can do that.
A free copy, indeed.
Well, but for two people.
Yes.
If you call in today, you'll get a free copy of the book. There's two copies, two freebie copies, and it's the first two to call, really.
Yeah.
So the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we'll be reminding you of this when we come back from the break, because you may also want to call and ask Steve some questions. Or, maybe offer a comment. Maybe you got a testimony you'd like to share.
Yeah.
At any rate, until all of that happens, we have a few things, about a two-minute break here.
All right.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Renowned saxophonist Aaron Abu joins former Miami Sound Machine members Pedro Alfonso and Manny Lopez in concert to benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, a charity that blesses military veterans, first responders, and their families. This is only one night at the Lyric Theater, downtown Stuart, Florida, October the 30th. For more information, tickets are available online at lyrictheater.com or by phone 772-286-7827.
And we're back. The front line. On this marvelous Monday, the 15th of September. And we have Steve Suglia with us. I hope you started with the beginning. Steve has a great story of healing, the hand of God in his life. Powerful story.
Yeah.
He's just begun to unpack it.
Yeah.
And he's going to continue. I'm going to throw this back to Ann to get the ball rolling again.
So where we left off before Peggy was speaking was basically you were getting ready to be rolled into the surgery room. And then you had a surgeon who we discovered was a Christian who spoke life into you.
Correct.
And then the nurse who saw that you were trembling and then laid her hand on you and also spoke into you. So that's just, you know, from that point on, why don't you just continue with your story and let our listeners know what happened?
Okay. Well, after the nurse had spoke life into me and put her hand on my heart, I was wheeled in.
Yeah.
I don't know anything how...
Yeah.
What happened or whatever. Yeah. But I did feel a peaceful presence around me.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you know, I see the team in there. Lo and behold, I see a beautiful, bright light.
Mm.
This man, about 6'4" or whatever, with bright shoulders out to here, long flowing hair, turned out to be Jesus was in the room with me, in the operating room.
Wow.
And that was awesome because I seen pictures of him. People describe him as different, but he was what I picture, 6'4" or something. You could see the muscles and flowing hair and all. He was guiding the surgeon's hand.
Mm. Wow.
Do a steady cut on my chest, open me up. He was guiding the surgeon.
And you are under,
and
anesthesia,
I'm under anesthesia,
but you could see all this in
all
the spirit.
This. Yeah.
Mm. Thank you,
and
Lord.
And Jesus whispering to me, it's okay. You're going to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, and Jesus was there most of the time, and he left for a little bit, and I wondered where he took off to. All of a sudden, I saw a vision that he was with my pastor, Pastor Todd.
Mm.
Hugging him, saying, I'm with Stevie. He's going to be okay.
Wow.
And then he came back to me. Jesus came back to me. And from that, at that point, he whispered to me, put his hand on my heart, saying, you are healed.
Mm.
You are healed. Just rest. And.
Wow.
And then.
Wow.
You know. At that point, I guess I was wheeled back into the ICU after seven or 8 hours of the operation.
Seven or eight. Wow,
yeah.
That's a long surgery.
Man,
it turned out, I mean, I guess the surgeon wanted to be
thorough,
thorough, and with Jesus by his side, made sure. But that wasn't. But that wasn't the end of it. 12 hours later, Peggy gets a phone call that I had to go back into surgery because there was a blood clot on my heart that needed to be taken care of, and they couldn't do it unless permission. So she said, "Yeah, I want him around." So
yeah,
I want him around. So. So I was sent back. So I was sent back in. They took care of that, and you know, at that point, I don't know what was going on in my wife's and daughter's minds, but I'm sure they were terrified as to what was happening.
I'm sure. Absolutely.
I mean, that's twice. I was almost on my deathbed.
Well, I felt peace, so I knew you were going to be okay.
Yeah. Isn't that a great gift from
that's
God?
Only from the Lord
is
that
powerful
you feel
peace?
That peaceful feeling
in the midst of a very frustrating, anxiety producing time.
Right.
You know, what is it? The scripture, the peace that passes
all understanding.
That's right.
Yes.
By the way, just to break in,
okay,
we have one book has already been claimed.
Okay.
Listener up in Vero Beach, Deborah, is going to get one of those books. We'll mail it out to you.
Okay.
And we thank you for listening.
Thank you, Deborah.
For you're still there with us for the rest of this program, but thank you. You'll enjoy the book.
She'll have an autographed copy.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, if she'll know how to spell her name, but maybe, anyway, go ahead.
I've got it all here.
We'll get it all together, yeah, I'm sure.
But back to you, Steve.
Okay. Let's see, it was 2 days after surgeries. Pastor Todd had called Peggy to see if it was okay for him to come see me.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, but he's in a coma, in an induced coma, but he said,
that's
fine.
So after the second surgery, you were put into an induced coma?
Correct, yeah.
What is the reason for that? I don't know.
Because they wanted to stabilize my pressure. Slightest move would, the slightest move for me would have it go up
affect
and down.
Your pressure.
Right.
I went in through that too, but my problem was I went into respiratory arrest after my second CPR session.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So, well,
go on, honey.
You had been intubated. So the reason why you were, they wanted you to be able to heal, and they didn't want you to be pulling out the,
because
I guess
tube.
It's a bad, the tube from your throat. So that was another reason why you were.
Okay. So they wanted his body to just basically rest, relax,
and
heal.
Still.
Got it. Okay.
Stay still. If you read the book, you'll see a picture of me that was taken by my pastor.
I saw that.
Somebody from the 1970 TV show, you know, all hooked up and everything. The Bionic Man, you know, all hooked up. Pastor Todd had come by that morning, two days after surgery, and he was praying over me, if I recall correctly what you said, and you was there too. All of a sudden, I had that peaceful feeling again. Jesus was back in the room, and he went over to Pastor Todd and hugged him, saying, "He's healed. He's my miracle. He's healed.
It's gonna be a miracle."
Okay?
Yeah.
And at that moment, Pastor Todd turned around to Peggy. He's going to be healed. He's a miracle. He's going to be a living miracle. He's going to talk about this. So, and other people were coming in to say the same thing. Our friend Elizabeth and Jody. You know Jody from church.
Yeah,
Jody
DiTerlisi,
And a few others. My best friend Tom Struck. They all said I was going to be a miracle. Even my friend's daughter, Emily, had a vision of me being healed, and Jesus was there telling her that he was going to be healed. So it's not just me talking about this, but all these confirmations.
Because it's the same Holy
Spirit.
And all
the visions. And it's amazing how the family of Christ works.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
This is part of why I wrote the book. To get the word out there that Jesus is real.
Amen.
Miracles still happen. You know, after five days, I believe it was, that I woke up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Of course, I was hungry again.
But, Steve, what is this with you and food?
I know, right? But I was hungry again.
He's Italian.
He always wants me to buy food.
Right. You know,
Peggy, we have enough. Peggy can attest to how much he likes to eat, but go ahead,
Oh,
Steve.
Yeah, that's... So they brought me
yeah,
a meal that...
Not so appetizing.
What is this? Jell-O and...
Beef broth.
And broth.
Yeah, beef. I remember in the
beef
book.
Beef broth, right? So I... And you're supposed to have a low-salt diet, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I take a few sips of the broth. Yeah, it's salt.
Oh, man.
So salty.
Hot water.
Yeah. Salty.
Hot water.
So I did, yeah, so I didn't eat it. The only thing I had was the Jell-O and the ice. And But that was okay because I woke up and seeing the faces of my daughter and my wife, that brought that I was healed because you had a prayer to the Lord when I went into surgery.
Yes. When I came home, I was, you know, that night I couldn't sleep. Yeah. So I was up praying, and I was asking the Lord not to take him, crying. And, you know, so I says, but your will be done, not mine.
Amen.
So wow. I don't know where it would be if he decided to take him, but I want him around a little while.
Yeah.
So a little bit longer.
Well, he had to come home to put away the groceries.
Yeah,
right?
You just left them on the counter. Put them away.
No, not that.
Not really.
I had to get healed because if everybody knows me personally, if they know the middle of October, I'm staging my Christmas decorations outside. So I had to get home for that. But that didn't take. That took second stage.
People helped you with that.
People
helped
me with
the
that.
Family
many
of God.
From church
yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, many people from church helped me.
Yeah.
You know, they even did a fundraiser on a GoFundMe.
Yes.
Wow.
Started at my church. Chris and Vinnie Jackson. Yeah.
Yes.
They started that, and that helped immensely because being a mobile DJ, I lost a lot of jobs. So that helped recoup some of it.
Yeah.
But it also lifted our faith that these people at church are not just friends. They're brothers and sisters, and they're servants of the Lord. They're helping.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always wondered, not wondered, but I questioned, why am I being blessed immensely? It's just me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, a friend of mine reminded me of a passage, you reap what you sow. And saying, Steve, you bless many others.
You do.
Now it's your turn to be blessed.
Yes.
And that touched me.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about you're part of the Revive Tech team. You work the camera, and the many times you mentioned in the book how much they were there for you.
Oh, the tech team have been wonderful. Kevin, who's in charge of the tech team, Kevin Velasquez and his wife, Sarah.
Yeah.
They were... with us every step of the way, maybe not physically, but they were there with prayer.
Yeah, and texting you and checking
texting
on
me.
You
I know
and
Sarah,
Peggy.
I know Sarah was texting Peggy left and right, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just sister to sister. It was more like wife to wife texting because if anything happened to Kevin, I'm sure we'll be. But they were praying for us too. But the whole tech team, I remember... 10 days in, we had a mini prayer service in my hospital room. Members of my tech team, my best friend Tom and his wife Sherry came.
Yes.
We all had a prayer service there. I mean, just holding hands and praying for me. And then Pastor Todd and Jan came.
Yeah.
And this was another thing. They came after the tech team left.
Uh-huh.
But I'll get into the tech team a little later as to how I got back to service. But the glows again on Pastor Todd and Jan's faces were like, there was that glow again, almost bright as the nurse had. Like, you could almost see tears in Todd's eyes, too. Like, he's back. I got my friend back. I got my brother in Christ back.
Yeah.
And Jan almost had tears in her eyes, too, because she was praying with poor Peggy.
As a wife as well.
Wife, that everything would be.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Just, Steve, an observation. And
go ahead.
This blesses me, what I'm hearing from you. And as a pastor for over 40 years, I've again and again been able to share with the people and from the pulpit and in Bible studies and in other venues, you know, God loves every one of us. He loves us with an intensity we can't understand or appreciate right. in this life.
Right.
Yeah.
And that we can't earn that love.
No.
He's chosen to love us as powerfully as he wants to.
Right.
And the grace that you're talking about, it's unmerited. You know, you didn't earn it. And any grace that comes to you, to me, just to Peggy, to Ed, and yeah. to Ann, and whoever, that's unmerited.
Yeah,
but it's given because God loves us so much.
Yes.
And so when I hear a story like yours, I mean, it lifts me up. But I also use that. I think God's using this today.
Yeah.
Because there are people listening who have either forgotten that God loves them that much or they never knew it to begin with.
Right.
Mm.
But they're in a place in their life right now where they're desperate.
Mm.
They're desperate for a manifestation yeah. of that kind of love Amen. In their life.
Amen.
And this is now, Steve, they're, those people are listening, right? Some of them. What would you tell that person who's listening right now about how much God loves them?
Yes.
God really loves you. I mean, I had that instilled in me as a little boy, but I guess sometimes the world gets in the way.
Yeah.
We have financial issues
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
health issues or death of a spouse or family member or whatever.
Yeah.
But never lose hope.
Mm.
I mean, I have a Bible right here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Always get in the Word.
Yes.
Listen to Jesus. And if you don't know how to listen to Jesus, just read the Word. Go
Amen.
To your pastor.
Amen.
Go to your pastor.
Yep.
Like I have in the past and still do. I always yep. go to my pastor.
And Jesus is real.
He is real.
He yes. is real. You can speak about Absolutely. That authenticity, yeah. that
yes.
realness. After this experience,
yes,
right.
Like all these moments where the doctor, the surgeon, the actual surgeon who's doing your 8-hour surgery
right.
is a Christian.
Right.
You see Jesus leading the surgeon's hands.
Yep. Right.
You see the glow of the nurse who can very much be an angel.
Mm-hmm.
You right. see the love. Mm-hmm. There's a love that we as Christians only have only with fellow believers. Mm-hmm. All the family surrounding you during
right.
this time. It's just, Jesus is so real, and you need to tell
right.
everyone. I mean, your story, and thank you for writing this book, because you
sure.
feel
yeah.
you need to tell
sure.
the world.
Yeah.
Is there right. What would you say to somebody who doesn't believe in the Lord?
Mm.
That they're wrong.
Yeah.
That they're totally
and,
wrong.
And yes.
They need
yes.
to believe in the Lord. I mean, what led me to the book, my best friend Tom,
yeah,
told me when he came to see me in the hospital, he asked, am I keeping a journal? I said, why? So at one time you may give a testimony at least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened? I started to keep a journal.
Yep.
And that led to the book.
Okay.
So
praise God.
Yeah.
This book is very well written. Sorry, go ahead, David.
No, thank well, you. I was just
easy,
praising
easy
God.
Read.
Thank you.
And it's the story that needs to be told again and again, and you'll have those opportunities because, again, people need to know.
Yeah.
Even those of us who've walked with the Lord for a long time need to be reminded.
Yes.
You know, we are, it's because of our broken nature, and I'll be the first to stand up and acknowledge my humanity was never true. I'm being transformed every day by the power
Absolutely.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When I first received Jesus as Lord and Savior, from that moment forward, my whole life has been changing. But I'm a human being.
Right.
And
Things
all
the
deficits that come with being a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when, for whatever reason, you know, my mind is not focusing on the grace. It's not focusing on the love of God that he has for everyone he's made.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you know, to know that, and I have to be constantly called back
yeah.
to that truth.
Right.
And I'm acknowledging that.
We all have that.
We
though,
all
David.
Have that. But
Absolutely.
This is why,
we
Steve,
all.
God has you on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
Why God had the book written.
Amen.
Oh.
For prayer.
Okay.
And you know, we could find this book on Amazon.com. Stevie's Heart. Stevie's Heart is the title of the book on Amazon.com. And where else? Kindle. And Kindle.
And Kindle.
So please go to Amazon.com. And all you have to do is search Stevie's Heart by Steve Suglia. S-U-G-L-I-A.
Correct.
While we're on the issue of
grace. Sorry about that interruption. No, yeah. No, the station manager came in. Yeah.
That's okay.
Because we got a phone message.
Jonathan taking a call from a listener, Anne Marie. Has some prayer requests, and it'd be a great venue for us. In fact, I'm going to ask. Sorry, my voice is horrible, but I have to use what I have to tell you about this. That she has some prayer requests. If we could engage in prayer,
okay,
and
sure.
I'm going to ask Steve, would you be comfortable in lifting up two people?
Sure.
One is Ellen, who has cancer, and then Anne Marie's brother James, who has a bipolar disorder, and he's incarcerated right now. Or at least that's the last thing I had heard.
Yeah.
But we know God can move in the lives of, doesn't matter what's going on.
He could do what he did.
But would you lift up Ellen, deliverance from cancer, and James, healing from bipolar?
Sure. Jesus, please lift up Ellen and James.
Ooh.
Yes, Lord.
We know that you can heal. Bless them. Give them peace as you have given me and my family when we went through that tough time.
Thank you.
That peaceful feeling. Ellen and James, if you're feeling anxious or anything, just reach out to Jesus.
Yes,
he hears you. He's listening to you. He'll give you the peace. He'll give you the guidance. Jesus, please bless them.
Yes.
Let them know that your peace will surround them and their families.
Thank you.
Just guide them, Lord. Lead them to your heart.
Yes.
As you led me to yours, lead them to your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your name we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and take that second break.
Okay.
Now, folks, this is going to be about a four-minute break. You're going to hear Maranatha Music. They're going to be playing their piece called Healer.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Is this the break where we get the pizza?
Wow, Ed was doing the drums there.
Air drumming.
Does a great air drumming. Does a great job. Really, it does. Thank you. And Steve, of course,
Steve's
is a DJ.
Over there with
so
his hands.
My right ear drum doesn't.
We're having fun in the studio today.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're back for a few, just a handful of minutes. Really, we're going to hear the rest of Steve's testimony. Okay. There's one book left. Steve's book, Stevie's Heart. One book left. Free book. You call 772-221-1100, and the general manager himself will answer the phone. He'll take your information, name, address, and such, and then we'll make sure you get that in the mail, put it in the mail later this week. But that's available free. It's a great book.
It is.
I mean, and
it's a fast read.
It's a great
too.
Story. Yeah.
Testimony of God's goodness.
So I don't want to take up any more time, Steve. Finish
okay.
sharing
yeah,
your
please.
Testimony.
Yeah, you were in the hospital for a total of 2 weeks.
2 weeks total.
Then
right.
you went home, and I know that you wanted to get back to your church family.
I
so
to
just
get back
tell
to
us.
My church family.
Yeah.
I remember the last Sunday in October, I had Pastor Todd and I had talked on the phone.
Yeah.
And he asked me when I was coming back to the living. Literally. And I said, well, my goal is to come back for Hallowed, which has turned out a church service downtown Stewart, where my church worship team performs. Instead of celebrating Halloween as the world does, with celebrating Halloween music.
It's a great venue.
Downtown
I've been there
Stewart.
Twice.
Yeah, yeah David has, yep. has come.
Yeah. yeah. And, I remember getting there, and the first person to see me was Pastor Todd. He ran to me, almost knocked me over. And here I am, probably the first few days without a walker. And yeah, but everybody was just excited to see me, and they yeah. were surprised how fast I was healed.
Amen.
Peggy and I knew how fast I was healed, and that was
yes.
by the hands
so
of Jesus.
So what was the normal time frame Amen. Of being healed, and how long did it take you? Like, your healing process, because it was so accelerated.
I would say up to 6 months. I would say maybe a little longer.
Okay.
For the normal person.
Yes.
But for me to get up and start walking on my own.
Yeah.
And doing stuff. And it's like.
Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember the first service, Hallowed was an event, but the first service I went to was the first weekend in November, the first Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And the first thing, Pastor Todd had, prior to that, let me just backtrack quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Our worship leader, Michelle Massa, was mm-hmm. in the middle of doing a rehearsal song for Revivals in the Air, which would be that weekend. Here I come. Peggy works in the school of with the Revive Kids.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So she was headed that way, my daughter walking with me, and she was like a mother hen to me, making sure I don't fall. So,
good job.
Yeah. So when Michelle saw me, she jumped off stage. Stevie!
Yeah.
She dropped the mic, came running to me. She almost knocked me over.
Because the whole church family, we were interceding.
Yeah.
For weeks, we're interceding for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I remember. But that Sunday service, I remember after the worship team did this set of songs, Pastor Todd was acknowledging people, and all of a sudden he pointed to me. He says, thank you, God, for bringing Stevie back to us. Thank you. And the
Praise
whole place
the Lord.
just wow. cheered.
Thank
but
you,
I'm
God.
Not a celebrity.
But Jesus is.
Jesus. But yeah.
Amen.
But I'm just Steve.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, I'm just little old Steve, you know, but. But that touched my heart.
With a wonderful testimony.
That I was loved. And part of Pastor's message was peace. Mm-hmm. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yep.
And peace back in the hospital. I
yes.
felt that peaceful feeling.
Yes.
I also mentioned about being on the tech team at church.
Yes.
The first service that I served at was the last Sunday in December.
Mm-hmm.
When Sean Voight came
yes.
to give a message yeah, and perform yeah. and all, they had no camera people to do the main camera. So I said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I can't wait to get back.
Yeah.
But I was anxious. And
yeah.
I just
know the feeling.
yeah. So I said a little prayer as I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's message was new shoes.
Yes,
new
put on your new shoes.
For new beginnings. And the new beginning for me was moving forward from all this and able to spread Jesus' word.
Yes.
I wish I could get the message out to my cardiologist, okay, who is not a Christian. January 31st, I went for a follow-up of all this. When we had to go over my heart monitor results that I had. I had to monitor on for 30 days.
Mm.
He says, I don't understand. This is a normal one, right? Mm-hmm. This is yours. You're like a young man in his 20s.
Praise God. Wow. Amen.
You're healed, but I don't know how you got healed so fast.
That's the Lord we serve.
Yeah, that's when I said,
Lord
we serve.
Jesus
did it.
Peggy said, Jesus
You know what?
Did
you
it.
Could send him the book. You
I
can
should.
Go over there and just speak to him.
I should. Yeah.
Yes, we'll pray for him too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, as the months went on, I began to serve more on the tech team, and I felt feeling more of myself, moving. And the only thing I couldn't do right away was lift heavy things.
Yeah.
Getting back on the DJ scene, you know, the speakers, I had to have help at the gala setting up.
Kevin helped with you.
Yeah. Kevin did. Kevin was a big help. If you're listening, Kevin, I love you, brother. also, in May of this year, we were in Colorado on vacation visiting family.
Yeah.
My daughter surprised me out of the clear blue.
She went to Colorado, or
no,
what do you mean?
No, no. Since I had the surgery, she's been coming back to Revive Church more and more, okay?
Look at that.
After 3.5 years away.
Look at that.
For whatever reason, I don't want to know. That's the past.
Yeah.
But I had no idea what she was going to do. That Sunday was
was
Baptism Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. And she surprised me. She got up there, and I said... I screamed her name over the breakfast table. Julia, no. And I was crying. Mm-hmm. Not just, I was sobbing.
Mm-hmm. In happy tears.
Peggy knew. She kept it a secret.
Yeah.
But her picture's in the book, too.
Yeah,
she wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, she wanted to surprise me.
So what happened at the breakfast table?
I just cried when I saw it because I was watching online.
Okay, and what happened?
I was watching online.
Yeah.
And... I'm watching it. I'm sobbing. All of a sudden, my phone buzzes. Pastor Todd has sent me a video and a picture of her
getting
baptized.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow.
For those that say
Praise
miracles
God.
Don't happen,
oh,
it sure
this
does.
Was,
they do.
Out of all the prayers of my life, this was the biggest one.
Jesus said that he didn't do miracles for the believer. He did them for the unbeliever.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's living proof of it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And look at how rich not just your life has been, but the lives around you. You know, and that keeps rippling out. With the grace of God, the love of Christ that just flowed into your life throughout all the days of your healing and beyond. And it doesn't stop. In the sharing of your testimony today, you know, we never know how many people are listening. There's no proper mechanism available for radio to determine listenership. But we broadcast into a region of about 7.5 million potential listeners in South Florida. And there's, at any given time, 200,000 to 300,000, maybe 400,000 people listening.
Yeah.
So in that body of people, Steve, we can only imagine and even know in our hearts that thousands of people have been blessed today because of what God did for you, and that they're hearing that God wants to do similar things for them.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, one other thing. If I could just...
Of course, you got time. Go ahead.
I know we're...
You just make it fast, but go ahead.
Yeah. Those that know me, one of my favorite songs is by Michael W. Smith, My Place in This World.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
This morning, while I was in prayer, that came to me again, because if you know me, the Lord speaks to me through music.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to do now? You know, besides write a book and tell... that you're real and all. Well, with what happened with Charlie Kirk, he wants me to mentor the youth, whether at church on the tech team or share with the youth that it's okay to belong to a group, but to share that he's real and spread that word.
Amen.
Amen.
I prayerfully hope I can fulfill Jesus' words on
you
that.
You'll
be able to. Yeah. The same grace that healed you will empower you to do that.
He didn't bring you out this far to let you go back again.
No.
You have a calling and yes.
Thank you.
There's a lot for you
Amen.
To do.
You know, I was even thinking, you know, Ed, of course, the Lord delivered Ed, healed him from, we could have lost him back in March.
Yeah, right. So he's a walking testimony as well.
We ought to put the two of you together do a road show. Literally.
One other thing, if I could just mention quick, I have another book in the works.
Oh, you do?
Going for editing this week, a poetry book of mine about faith, family, and friends.
Okay.
So I'll be able
to share. Him back on that when that book comes out.
We'll definitely have to put you on the calendar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Work through Ann. She's kind of our front person for that.
I don't have that talent to write like that, so you'll have to.
It's just begun. I want to say this to you, Steve. I feel like I hear in the spirit, it's just begun for you.
Thank you.
I'm looking at you, and I see your shirt, and it says, I'm proof that miracles happen.
Yep. Amen.
Yes.
And
Amen.
The Lord wants to use you to amplify his goodness. So don't hold back. Wherever you go, amplify. I know you don't. I just want to encourage you.
Thank you.
And you're seeking the Lord's heart. He's going to direct each and every step.
Yep. Thank you so much.
So praise God. I praise God for Julia's return.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Amen. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Amazing, but not surprising.
Yep.
Yes.
No, when it's the work of the Lord, it's not surprising. No.
Amen.
But thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
It's been a pleasure, Steve.
Both of you. Yeah.
And usually when you know we have someone with such a powerful testimony, I may be able to testify one day my voice is returned.
We'll but pray when for we you. Have, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I told you to quit eating frogs. They get stuck in your throat.
Oh, but the legs are so good.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, you go up the Frog Leg Festival up in Fellsmere in February. It's a must-do. Anyway, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, our time is almost up. We got about a minute.
Why don't we remind people to purchase the book? We have one book left.
You can still call in and get it. The number 772.
Could I call in for that?
You could. Yeah, you could.
Then it's Ed's. Yay!
772-221-1100 is the number.
The last book has been claimed.
And I think we'll, you know, there'll be someone around here until the end of the day.
Yeah.
And
you
can call in.
Purchase the book, too.
You can. Now, before we go, is it Amazon? Can you
Amazon.com and on Kindle.
Kindle, okay.
Yep.
Well, and with that,
great.
Our time is now done. Steve and Peggy, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Praise God.
You
got a story.
We love you guys.
Sharing that.
Too.
And we're going
to
hear
you, brother.
We're going to hear more greatness of God in your life. I know
it's just begun.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.